Begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis daf Yud Gimel. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yamud, where the Gemara continues the final Mishnah of this parak. The law is talking about Pidyon Pet Nechamara, the firstborn donkey. So the Mishnah says, Lo Ratz Liftaisa. If a person doesn't want to do the ideal way of the firstborn donkey, which is to redeem it and give that redemption sheep to the Kayin, so then Halacha is Orifai Me'achayrav V'Kayvri. So then he decapitates that donkey from the back of its neck, killing it, and then he buries it. Now, says the Mishnah, mitzvah habediyah kedemis lemitzarifa, because ideally the mitzvah of redeeming it by giving the sheep to the kain really takes precedence before the option of the mitzvah of decapitating the firstborn donkey. Shnem, like the pasuk says in Shemais, im lo sifta va'rafta. If you're not going to redeem it, then you decapitate it. But that shows us that ideally pidyon pet nechamar is more ideal than arifas pet nechamar. Similarly, the Mishnah brings other examples, mitzvah si'ida, which is when a person has an amay of Riyah, a Jewish maidservant, the mitzvah of that the master then takes this maidservant as a wife, which is called Yiyud, kedemis lemitzvah hapedia, takes precedence before the mitzvah of when the woman can afford to now prorating from the amount of work that she's done for how much she was sold for, then to go ahead and redeem herself. That's a mitzvah that the master should make that calculations with her and let her off from the price. The mitzvah of Yid comes before that. Shnemak says the pasuk in Shemais. Asher lo ya'ada v'hefta. If he's not going to do Yid and take that money that she owes him for the amount of work that she's enslaved to him for, if he doesn't marry her with that amount of money, and then the halacha is that okay, then he should do the pidyon, which is prorating that she could then redeem herself. But that tells us that if he does Yid, that's even better. So to mitzvah hayibum kedemis lemitzvah chalitza. When a person's brother dies without any children, then his sister-in-law, they has to be either yibum or chalitza. Yibum is he takes her as a wife. Or chalitza is that it's a procedure of then removing that connection that he has with his sister-in-law. So says the mitzvah of yibum, it takes precedence before the mitzvah of chalitza. Now that was b'rishay neshoy miskavim l'shay mitzvah. That was in the earlier times when they had intention that the reason why he's marrying his sister-in-law was for the mitzvah of yibum. But now that their intention is not for mitzvah purposes, so amr mitzvah chalitza kedemis lemitzvah yibum. Now they said no, to the contrary. The ideal is primarily to do the mitzvah chalitza rather than doing the mitzvah of yibum, because if someone does yibum with his sister-in-law, not for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah, it's as if he's having relations with his brother's wife, meaning which is a prohibited element, and therefore now the kedima changes chalitza before yibum. And so to mitzvah ha'geula, the mitzvah of redemption, which is when someone goes and he consecrates his animal for the Bedek HaBayit, for the temple upkeep. So the mitzvah of redeeming that is ba'adoin, is with the master, meaning the one who had consecrated it. Who kaidem l'chaladim, he takes precedence before all other people who want to go ahead and redeem that animal. Shemak says a pasuk in Birkah, v'im lo yigal, and if he's not going to redeem it, then v'nimka be'erkecha, then it's sold with its value. But you see that ideally is that he should redeem it first. Only if he doesn't, then other people could go ahead and redeem it. Whereas Tosfos brings, although in Erichin, actually the Gemara there explains a different reason. The reason why the owner is first because he actually asked to add on a fifth, so then Hektish is going to have a greater gain with the owner. The Gemara discusses that and resolves that with this reason that we're bringing, which is based on the pasuk of Vim lo yigol v'dim k'be'erkel. Hadnu lo chalikeich ubruch ha'moire. We shall return to the first parak of Masechtas Becharis. If someone buys the fetus of the donkey, which was discussing regarding that it's only if it's a firstborn donkey of a Jew, not if it's with a partnership with a non-Jew, which again, this parak spoke primarily about the laws of Petach Hamar, Pidyon Petach Hamar, the firstborn of the donkey, which has the halacha of Bechir of non-kosher animal. And with that we begin the second parak, similar title, Halukech Uber Parasai. If someone buys the fetus of his cow, which discusses the laws of Bechir of the kosher animal. So it says the Mishnah, same as the first Mishnah of the first parak, just with the kosher animal Bechir. Halakech uba parasa shel ev gacham. Someone buys the fetus of the cow of a non-Jew, or va'moicher lo. Someone sells the opposite. Instead of buying from the non-Jew, he sells to the non-Jew his fetus of his cow. Now, av pishen rishoy, although in the case we just described, actually that's not permitted for a Jew to sell to a non-Jew what's called a behemagasa, a large animal, because of halachas relating to the laws of Shabbos. Or v'ameshtatafloi, or in partnership, they go ahead and they buy an animal together. Or v'amekabel b'meno, or if the Jew is a worker for the non-Jew, and then they shear the profits of the animal, the non-Jew. Or the other way, v'anoisenli b'kabalo, if the Jew gives to the non-Jew to be the kablin, to work with his animal. Either way, in all these cases we just described, patam in the b'chayra, since the non-Jew is a partner in the mother or in the child, so the firstborn animal is exempt from the laws of b'chayra. Why? Because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, where it says that Hashem says, "Hikdashli kol b'char, I've sanctified every firstborn bi Yisrael amongst the Jewish people, ma'adam al behema, firstborn son or the firstborn animal," which teaches us that it's only bi Yisrael avalei b'cherim, but not if there's others, meaning non-Jews, involved in that animal, then there's no laws of the firstborn. Now says our Mishnah, "Hakahanim v'alavim chayav, a kohen or a levi that has a firstborn kosher animal is obligated in the laws of the Bechair, Shlai Nifter me Bechair Behem Teharia, because they were never exempted from the laws of the firstborn kosher animal. Elam me Pinya Ben, and Pedachama only from the two other laws of Bechair, that of the firstborn son, and of from Pedachama, which we've taught where they're exempted from that, but that doesn't apply to the laws of the Bechair Behem Teharia, where they're obligated in that, in those laws of the firstborn animal. Now the Gemara asked a general question. Why did we learn the first parak first, that of the fetus of the donkey of with a non-Jew, regarding that we taught the laws of Petach Hamar first, and then we learned our parak, that of the fetus of his cow, which again started off with laws of exemption of the laws of the firstborn kosher animal. Listening, Bereisha Ubeparasa, we should have started off with our parak first, of the fetus of his cow, because the Kedushas HaGufu, that's talking about a Bechor that has a physical sanctity, that has a sanctity. It's a Bechor, it's sacrificed in the Mizbeach. V'hadda listening, Ubechamar, then they should have said the laws of Petach Hamar, which that's the fetus of his donkey, which is the exempted case, that of the non-Jew having a partnership in that. The Kedushas Damhu, those laws of Petach Hamar only has a monetary sanctity. There's no physical sanctity in the Petach Hamar. So why do we start off with that parak before our parak? So Amin ben Marab, they've said in the West two answers. If you want, you could say, I did the chavivile, since the laws of Petach Hamar are dear to us, Kedirib Chanina, whereas he taught in the first paragraph of Hamad Beis that why is it that the laws of the firstborn of the non-kosher animal is only by a donkey and not by horses and camels? So he said, because when they left Egypt, they left Mitzrayim, so all the donkeys went and took all the stuff, the gold and silver and so on, so because of that, that it's dear to us, that element from Yetzias Mitzrayim with the donkeys, therefore we said that law first. Or if you want, you could say that, no, I did the Zutrin Mili to Behemoth Tamea, since the laws of the non-kosher animal, meaning that of the Petach Hamar, are very small, because the laws of Petach Hamar, the firstborn donkey, was only in the first parak of our Masechta. And the rest of the Masechta, all the other prakim, are all talking about the Bechair Behemoth Tahira, the firstborn of the kosher animal. So Pasik Vashadilei. So we did it and we moved on, meaning, because that's a small thing, let's take that out, and let's just focus on the main things. And therefore, we said that one first, and therefore the rest is going to be the laws of the Bechair Behem Tahira. Now, relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, where we're speaking about this partnership with a non-Jew, selling, buying from a non-Jew, which was relating to the halachas of our parak, of our the rest of our parakim regarding the Bechair Behem Tahira. But relating to these halachas, Amr Yitzchak bar Nachmeni Amr Shlokish Mishum Rebbeishtia. Rebbeishtia said, if a Yisrael, a Jew, gives money to a non-Jew for his animal that's in his flock, so the halacha is bidinehem. We judge them according to their laws. The Gemara is going to shortly explain what does that mean, bidinehem, which is afa pishalei mashach, even though the Yisrael didn't yet draw, which is called kin mashiach, he didn't take yet the animal to himself, still, by having just given the money, Kana has already acquired the non-Jew's animal, and relating to the halachas of our Mishnah, so it's already considered the Jew's animal, and it's going to be obligated in the laws of the firstborn animal to have the Kedushas Bechair. Now, same thing is in reverse. When the non-Jew gives money to the Jew for one of the animals of the Jew, so then they're also, by the name, the laws will be like their laws, which is Ava Pishle Mashach Kana, even though the non-Jew didn't draw the animal yet to himself, he has acquired it already with his money, but put him in the Bechair, so it's owned by the non-Jew, and it's exempt from the laws of Bechair. That's the teaching of Rabbi Yishai. So now the Gemara discusses his teaching. Amamar. So the master had said, first the first halacha, Yisrael Shanasin Mois La'evi Kechavim, when a Jew gives money to the non-Jew, so by the name we judge him according to their laws, even though he didn't do Mashiach yet, he's acquired it. V'chayves b'mecharet, it's already considered the Jew's animal, and it's obligated in the laws of Mecharet, like we say, which is only if it's B'Yisrael, if it's owned by a Jew. Says Gemara, my b'dinayim, what does he mean when he says we're going to judge him according to their laws? If you think, okay, we have a Jew buying from a non-Jew, what's he buying? The animal, the non-Jew. Now, when we're saying that we judge him b'dinayim according to their laws, what do you mean according to their laws? Degufe, according to their body, meaning to the laws of the non-Jew that you're buying from, as if it's their laws, the laws that apply when you actually go ahead and you buy their body, meaning if you buy the non-Jew himself as a slave, as an eved. And therefore, that's telling us from a kavo chaymer when you buy his animal. Because im gufi kani li Yisrael bekesef, if the body of a non-Jew, a Jew could acquire with money, the chsiv, like the pasuk says of Yikra, it says that v'snachalta ma'isim levnechem acharechem, that you will bequeath them, the non-Jewish slaves, to your sons after you. The pasuk says l'reshes achuza, as an inheritance of an ancestry, where the pasuk says lo'il mem tavaydu, you're supposed to work with them, you shouldn't let them free. Now, but one thing we see from the pasuk is hikishu akasiv la'achuza. The pasuk is comparing, which the pasuk there is talking about the Eved Kanani, turn achuza, which is the stay achuza, which is the ancestral field. Now, ma'achuza niknis bekesav b'shtar b'chazaka, just like the ancestral field, a field, is acquired karka with either money, documents, or with chazaka, which chazaka is, as the Gemara Kedush and Chavav Manav says, what's called chidayish ha-mitzri, when you walk around the boundaries, that's taking possession, that's a chazaka. Now, so therefore, the pasuk is equating af eved kanani nikna bekesef. So therefore, also the eved kanani is acquired that way. He's also considered like a piece of karka, and he's also acquired with kesef. So therefore, the kavo chaymer tells us. So therefore, mamaynis, then his money, which meaning his animal, like koshikenu, isn't all the more so that for sure you could acquire it with money, because if his body you could, which is what we call him bidineim, in the laws of its the owner, you could acquire with money for sure his animal. Now that is the gemara. That's the interpretation. Then imkain afilu b'shtar b'chazaka nami. Then, what do you mean? Then, why are we saying that? Rabbi Yishai is saying that you could acquire with money. You should acquire then just like the master, which is like fields, which so it shouldn't just be only money. It should be both. You could acquire with shtar and chazaka, and we don't say that. We say okay, you could acquire with money. Void. Moreover, Yisrael mi Yisrael yichichu. When a Jew buys from a Jew, will actually disprove this kavo chaymer, because degufe kani le bekesef, by a Jew he could acquire the eved, the body of another Jew, with money, but mamayna b'mashicha, but his money could only be acquired with mashicha, which the halacha is in kedushin of chavav manav also over there that says metalton are only acquired with mashicha. Movable items like his animal is only by drawing it. So you see that disproves the kavuchem. You're saying, oh, if you could buy the master with money for sure, his animal, buy a Jew from a Jew, you see that you can get a Jew as an eved with money, but actually his metalton, his animal, could only be with mashicha. So Elam Abai, rather, he says a different interpretation of what Rabbi Yishai was saying. B'dineim shepaskalem Torah. What does it mean that we're saying that, okay, if you bought his animal with money, that's enough, it's already considered the Jew's animal? It means in the laws that the Torah has qualified for the non-Jew. Because the pasuk says of a Yikra, economy out of Misecha. The pasuk there is talking about acquisitions and the price overcharge, price fraud, which is called the halachas of Aina. So in the context of the pasuk, it says economy out of Misecha, or if you buy from the hand of your friend. Now, what do you mean, from the hand of your friend? It sounds like they were talking about something that goes from hand to hand, which is mashicha, which is the drawing when you take it from your friend, which that's talking about the kinyanim. Now, what that teaches us is miyad amisecha hu d'mashicha. When a Jew is buying from your fellow Jew, amisecha, that's when there's going to be a kinyan of mashicha. Hamiyad avikachav mekesav, the immigrant says, but when you're buying from a non-Jew, the acquisition is with money. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that b'dinayim, what does it mean b'dinayim? B'dinayim of the Torah of the non-Jew, which is when you buy from him, is with kesa. Well, that is the Gemara, but ve'ema, maybe learn the inference from the pasuk, that me'yadav k'chav m'klal klal loy. You're right, the pasuk is telling you that Mashiach is with, only with Amisech, with another Jew. But how do you know the inference is, but that by a non-Jew it's with money? Maybe saying actually with a non-Jew that actually there's no acquisition, until it actually comes to the domain of a Jew, it's not going to be acquired. How do you know but that with money it will work? Some they said, no, can't entertain to say that you would think when you're buying from a non-Jew, there's no acquisition until it actually comes to the domain of a Jew, because kavo chaymeru. Im gufay kaina, if a Jew could acquire the body of a non-Jew with money, so mamayna lekolshikin, this isn't a kolshikin that for sure his money he could, which is something that would be lesser of a kinyan, And if you could buy his body, and you don't have to wait till he comes to you, for sure his money. But then the Gemara says, but Ve'ema say, Miyad o'eva kachavim, maybe to say that, you're right, Miyad liyad, when you're buying from a Jew, it's enough with Mashiach. And we're excluding a non-Jew. So maybe say from when you're buying from a non-Jew, is Adei Katarti. Maybe it's saying that there you need both. It's not enough with just Mashiach. Maybe you need Mashiach and you need Kinyan Kesef. How do you know that? Like Rabbi Yishai's halacha is teaching that it's enough just with Kesef, because by him it's Kesef and not Mashiach. Some of they said, but isn't the Kabbal Chaimu that you don't need both? Gufay ba'achas, when you're buying the body of the non-Jew himself, you only need one, which we said that's with money. So you can think that when you're buying his property, his money, his animal, that you need two kinyanim? Obviously not, and therefore we know since it's not Mashiach, it's going to be the kinyan of Kesef. But that is the Gemara, but why? Ve'ema oibaha oibaha. Maybe it's saying that either one or the other. And the way you would interpret the pasuk is, miyada misecha, when you're buying from a fellow Jew, that's where it has to be Mashiach and not Kesef. But when you're buying from a non-Jew, maybe it's whichever one you want. And therefore maybe you could infer from that when you do Mashiach and you don't give money, should also acquire. Why are we saying that it's only with money? Says the Gemara, no, because dumida misecha. It's excluded from amisecha, but it's simulta misecha. And ma misecha b'chada, just like when you're buying from your fellow Jew, it's with one kinyan, Mashiach is enough. From a non-Jew, it's also with one, but it's not Mashiach, and therefore it's going to be only with Kesef. That's the understanding, says Abayev, but it's halacha, where, yeah, if you give money, even though you didn't do Mashiach, then you have acquired it, because that's the kinyan with a non-Jew, is with money. Now, so to Amamar, Rabbi Yishai went and said the second half, the flip side. If a non-Jew gave money to a Jew for the animal of the Jew, he wrote a bidi name, it's according to their laws. Which, even though the non-Jew didn't do Mashiach, he acquires that animal. It's already considered the non-Jew's animal, and it's exempt from the laws of the firstborn. So here too, the Gemara has a similar discussion. My bidi name, what does it mean that it's according to their laws? And that is, it sounds like when the non-Jew is buying from the Jew, it's according to their laws as if the one you're buying from. So, ilim ebidinein de gufe, so if you think it means to say that the non-Jew is acquiring it because they're going according to the laws of the Jew, meaning of when the non-Jew would buy the body of the Jew, when he would buy the Jew as a slave, and you'd say, mishum da'asib ha-kavuchemer, because of kavuchemer. Im gufa yisrael, when he acquires the body of the Jew as a slave, kani le b'kesef, he acquires the Jew himself with money, because the pasuk says in Yikra, mikesef miknasei, which actually, that pasuk is talking about when an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, is sold to a non-Jew. And what do you see from the pasuk? That from the money of his acquisition, meaning that the Jew is acquired as a slave to the non-Jew with money. So isn't a kol shekein when he wants to buy the money of a Jew, his animal, that money itself is going to be an acquisition? The difficulty with that interpretation is that, but Yisrael mi Yisrael yechichu. When the Jew buys from another Jew, that will disprove that kavachem, because the guf ekana bekesef, yes, the body of a Jew is acquired to another Jew with money, but his money requires mashiach, and it's not valid with kesef. So that would disprove the kavachem. It's Elam Abayi. Rather, Abayi says, similarly like he said in the first half of the teaching, it means b'dinim shepaskelem Torah. It means with the laws that the Torah has qualified for them. That's why they're acquiring with money. Because the pasuk says, v'chisim kru memkul amisecha, when you're going to sell a sale item to your friend, which that's what the pasuk says, that it's going to be miyad. That's going to be something that's miyad liyad. Which teaches us, lamisecha b'mashicha. When you're selling to your, so there's buying from and selling to. When you're selling to your friend, then it's going to be mashicha. When you're selling to the non-Jew, it's going to be with money. And therefore, like we said, if the non-Jew is buying from the Yisrael, he has acquired it with money. And that is the Gemara, we see Mashiach doesn't work, but how do you know it's with Kesef is going to work? Say maybe for the non-Jew, actually, nothing will acquire it for him until it actually comes to his domain. So I mean, they said, no, lav kavachemhu, im gufei kana, if he acquires the body of the Jew, even before it comes to his domain, just with the money, so the money lekal shekein, isn't there kavachemhu that for sure he's going to acquire the properties, the animals of the Jew, even before it comes to his domain? But that's just the Gemara, okay, but im lev kechav ma'adikatarti, maybe say for the non-Jew, it's only when he has both, Mashiach and Kesef, and maybe it's just excluding him from only Mashiach working by itself. Says the Gemara, no, lav kabochemahu, gufa be'echad, when he buys the body of the Jew, it's enough with one kinyan. Mamani b'shtayim, you think that when he's buying the money of a Jew, he needs two kinyanim? Says the Gemara, fine, but ve'ema oibaha oibaha, maybe it's saying either one. maybe it's not like the Jew that requires just Mashiach. Maybe when the non-Jew is buying from the Jew, or to say it the other way, as the Pasuk does, when the Jew is selling to the non-Jew, it's either one. Maybe it's either Mashiach or Kesef, and not just like we're saying just with Kesef. Says the Gemara, no, because Dumi Dami Secha, we compare it in the contrast, but it's being compared to when you're selling to a Jew. As we continue to Mitbeis, Mami Secha Ba'achas, just like when you're selling to a fellow Jew, is with one kinyan, that of Mashiach. When you're selling to a non-Jew, it's also going to be with one kinyan, that of Kesef, and not Mashiach. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. Amisecha, when you're selling to your fellow Jew, is with Mashiach, but not to the non-Jew, because there it's going to be with the kinyan of Kesef. So that's the teaching of Rav Yishai. Now, says the Gemara, Amri, so they asked, and they said, Ula Meimer Da'amar, according to Meimer that he says in the last parak in the Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Alef Amud Beis, that Mashiach B'Avi Kachav M'Kaina, he actually holds that, not like we were saying up until now, that the kinyan Mashiach actually is an acquisition by a non-Jew. So Hanichi Yisavlo Krebi Yechna. So we would understand his opinion if he holds like Krebi Yechna. With the Amar, the Rebbe Yechna says in Perak Azav and Bamat Sidaf and Bavma Beis that Dvar Torah Moi is kindness. Rebbe Yechna actually says according to biblical law, money, by giving over money for a sale, actually acquires the item for the buyer. Because the Pasuk says by Hekdesh, V'nosna Kesev Akamloi, the one who gives the money to Hekdesh, it's going to be considered his property. Now, that's by Hekdesh, but he learns out the laws of Hedyet of a regular person from that of Hekdesh. And really, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Mashiach Alai, actually drawing an item is not the acquisition, because according to biblical law, it's actually the Kesef that's kind of, and not Mashiach. So if I'm Ema holds like Rabbi Yechanan, so you could say, Ahani la Misecha, so you were able to interpret what is the Pasuk denoting specifically when we're talking about a sale that it says to your friend. You'd be able to say the inverse of what we just said from Ebeshia. La Misecha Bekesef. It's only, which as we said, biblical law according to Rabbi Yechanan is that for your fellow Jew, it's with money. And we'd be excluding the non-Jew and saying, no, the non-Jew doesn't work biblically like the Jew, which is with Kesef. And to the contrary, by the non-Jew, it's only going to be with Mashiach, because that's a member's opinion that he holds actually with a non-Jew the kin is with Mashiach. So that's what you would be learning out from Amisecha. But at least Isa b'la Krish Lakish, but if he holds a Krish Lakish, the Amar Mashiach Mufareshesh Minat Taira, that he says, as we mentioned before, and no, to the contrary, the Kenyan, the biblical acquisition of a Jew, is explicit in the Torah that that's done with Mashiach, not Mammon. Because like we said, Miyad Mesecha sounds like something that goes Miyad Liyad, from hand to hand. That's Mashiach, that's when you're drawing it to the buyer draws it to himself. So then, how do we interpret? La Mesecha, so what's the Torah telling you? When you're selling to your friend, to your fellow Jew, that's B'Mashiach, Miyad Liyad, that's withdrawing. But according to Amema, Ulaev Kachav B'Mashiach, he also holds the non-Jews Kenya is with Mashiach. So la mesecha la mali. So what do we need la mesecha? What's that coming to exclude then? It's not excluding from Mashiach, because Amema holds the Akum is also with Mashiach. So Ami, they said, you're right, la mesecha, that we said it's specifically to your fellow Jew and it's excluding a non-Jew, that's regarding the laws of vayna, of price fraud, of overcharging, which it says at the end of the pasuk, and that's the context over there, it's from that we're excluding the non-Jew. It's regarding la mesecha atamachz vayna, that you have to give back the overprice that was charged. No, but you don't have to give back that overprice to the non-Jew. And that's what Rabbi Sech is teaching you, but not to exclude the type of Kenyan. Yeah, that is actually the same as the Jew. It's regarding the laws of Einah. Now that, the Gemara asks, Lekanani, regarding that you don't have to give back the overprice to non-Jew, that you're learning out from Rabbi Sech. But me altainu ish es achev nafki, learn that from the pasuk that says, don't fraud your fellow, your achev, which sounds like your brother, the Jew, and not a non-Jew, that there is a law of Aina, and not for the non-Jew. So you wouldn't need our pasuk to tell that. So the Gemara, no, there's two miyutim. Chad b'kenani v'chad b'hektish. One's excluding the non-Jew, and one's excluding hektish from the laws of Aina. And Lutrichim, we needed both, and therefore it's not a difficulty. Dikas Rechman Achad had the Torah only said one, whether it be Achiv, or whether it be Lamisecha, which both are saying to your fellow Jew, then have a mean l'knani hu dein l'ayna. I would have said, okay, it's only by the non-Jew that there's no halacha of ayna, of having to give back the overcharge. Aval hektish yesh l'ayna, but regarding Hashem hektish, then there would be the laws of ayna. Kamash malas, you needed both. One to exclude the non-Jew, and then the other one to exclude also with hektish, there's no law of ayna. It's only regarding a Jew and his fellow Jew. The Gemara continues asking, Hanich l'man da'amar, this all works well according to the opinion that holds that gezeiloi, stealing from a non-Jew, is aser, which the Gemara discusses this in Baba Kamadav Kovid Gimel Mabez. So, Hainu de Itzrach Kral, the Mishrei Nos. So then we could understand what you're interpreting, that for Rabbi Yishai, if he held like Resh Lakish, you would have to say that, okay, then what's Lamesecha coming to exclude is that there's no law of Aina for a non-Jew, because stealing from a non-Jew is forbidden. So you would think maybe Aina is in that same category. So you have to say that no, price overcharge, that's okay, that you don't have to give back to him. But if you hold the pin that holds that you're allowed to even steal from a non-Jew, so would you need to have a pasuk to say that, oh, the overcharging is permitted, you don't have to give it back? Of course, you're allowed to even steal. How could you say that that's what Lamisacha would come to tell you, that there's no halacha v'ayna for a non-Jew, obviously? So I mean, they said, you're right. If Rabbi Yishai would hold like the pin that holds that the stealing from a non-Jew is permitted, then most definitely you wouldn't say that Lamisecha is coming to permit that there's no problem of Aina, of just overcharging for the non-Jew. Rather, then you would have to say Lamisecha would be coming to exclude and saying in the other halacha of that pasuk, of that context regarding the acquisition, and being excluding the non-Jew from the kinyan of the Jew. Now, since Rabbi Yishai says that a non-Jew acquires with Mashicha, then you're right, Al-Kachak Rabbi Yechanan is really, then obviously according to that mandala, we would have to say that Rabbi Yishai holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that actually that the kinyan that the Torah tells you that works by a Jew is kesef, and we're saying Lamisecha, saying that only for a Jew it works with kesef, but by the non-Jew doesn't work with kesef, and rather like Rabbi Yishai's opinion is that it only works with Mashicha for the Akum and not by kesef. Gemara continues and says Meisve. The Gemara goes back to what started this discussion, Amin Alf, the opinion of Rabbi Yishai, that held that the kinyan of Akum is actually with kesef, and we said by the Jew is with Mashicha, but the non-Jew is with kesef. Says the Braisa, Halakeach grutois min oivik kachavim. If someone purchases pieces of silver from a non-Jew, shards, pieces, broken pieces, umatz min oivik kachavim, and he finds in it, in those pile of pieces of silver, he finds an idol. Now, a Jew can't do anything with an idol. So, says the Braisa, it depends. Imachalei nasin mois mashach. If he didn't yet pay for it, he had just taken possession of it. So then the loch is yachzer. So he could give it back, the idol, to the non-Jewish seller, because the fact that he did Mashicha, that didn't acquire it from. But if he had already paid for it by the time he already did Mashicha, so then he has to take the benefit of the idol and throw it into the Dead Sea, because an idol that's owned by a Jew can never be nullified, so there's nothing to do about it. So you just throw it into the sea. It's a loss of money. That's what the Braisa says. That has to come under Baishya, V'yamrit mo'is kainis, if you say that the purchasing from a non-Jew is going to be with the laws that apply to a non-Jew, which is that a Jew, his acquisition as Mashiach is with a fellow Jew. But with a non-Jew, that's what we said, Baishya, that then the kinyan is going to be with money, because it's excluded from the kinyan. Both ways, we said, Jew from a non-Jew and non-Jew from a Jew, there it's going to work with money. So when you have a Jew over here buying from the non-Jew, Mashiach alamali. Why does this last case, like we said, that, oh, if when he gave money, that's when he had done the Mashicha, okay, then it's too late, it's already the Jews, it's nothing to do about it. Why do you even need to talk about Mashicha? Just say if he paid the money. The mois itself is kindness. Why discuss the Mashicha? It sounds like that you need to do Mashicha, but Rabbi Yishai said the kindness was just with money. Oh, you bought the animal, it's already chayv b'mchar, even if you didn't do Mashicha. So says the Gemara, no, what are you talking about here in this braisa? It's shekibul alav ladin b'dinei Yisrael, that they agreed that the kinyanim should be with the Jewish laws, as if a Jew is buying from another Jew. Oh, that's what Mashicha, therefore had to be only considered when cannot the Jew back out anymore, when he did Mashicha. So the Yahachi says the Gemara, if that's the case, then mois lamali. Then why is the halacha saying, and actually making contingent if he paid money or not, what does it do with money then anymore? If it's regarding Mashicha, so in both cases should be it's too late. So says the Gemara, you're right. But hachikam, this is what the Braisa is saying. Afa pisha nasin mais, even though he gave money, imashachin. If he did Mashicha, then yes, then it's too late, because he already acquired it with the kinyanim of a Yisrael, which is Mashicha. V'ilai, but if not, then not. Well, that says the Gemara, but yach, if that's the interpretation, nikasha resha, then the first halach is difficult. The first halacha was saying that, oh, if he only did Mashicha, and he didn't do kinyan mois, oh, then you could give it back. It was never acquired by the Jew. What do you mean? You just qualified in the seifa it's talking about where they agreed it should be with the kinyanim of Yisrael, which is with Mashicha, and not with mois. So then why does the Reisha say that when you did Mashicha, you could give it back? Some Abaye says, you're right, it's talking about that they agreed upon to be the Kenanim of Israel, which should have been already the Jews just with Mashiach. But Reish Mishum Deke Mekech Tais. The Reish, the reason why he could give it back is because it's a mistaken acquisition. He didn't know that there's an idol in over there. He never intended to buy an idol. So therefore, he could retract and then give it back. So although it was acquired by the Jew, but it's like it was never, because it's a Mekech Tais, it's like it was never acquired, even though he really did the Kenyan of Mashiach already, which they agreed upon this should be the Kenyan of Israel. But that Amalei Rava says to Abaye, wait a second. You tell me, Reisha Mishum Dike Mekech Tois. The Reisha, even though he acquired it with Mashiach, but he didn't acquire it because Mekech Tois. Seva Leke Mekech Tois, and ask Rava why. And that the second case, there's no Mekech Tois? Why there, when he also paid for it, can they not back out? What do you mean? Even though we said that the primary thing was Mashiach, so what? Who cares if there's money over there? But it was a Mekech Tais, so nothing should make a difference. And of course, they should give it back. Why the Sefer did we say he can't give it back? He has to throw the benefit to the Yama Melech. So Elam HaRava, rather, Rava gives a slightly different answer. He says, no. Reish of a Sefer Mekech Tais. He says, both cases, you're right. Really, it's a Mekech Tais. And the truth is that even in the case of the Sefer, he should also be able to give the idol back to the idolatrous seller. However, the difference is that Reish of the Loyav Zuzi, and this is why it's important, even though we were saying that we're going with Kinyan of Yisrael, with Mashiach, so why is the Brice even discussing and making it sound like it's contingent on if money was paid yet or not? So Rav explains. So Reish Deliyav Zuzi, in the first case where the Jew hasn't given money yet, so it doesn't look like as if that this is an idol that's owned by a Jew, and as if he's selling it to the non-Jew and getting benefit from it by getting money, as one would see if he saw that. Sefer Deliyav Zuzi, in contrast, the second case where the Jew had already given money, and then he went and he took the silver with the idol, it looks like that it's an idol in the possession of a Jew, and as if he's selling the idol to the non-Jew, and because look, he's giving an idol and he's getting money. Now, it looks like a sale, even though really he's just getting his original money back. In contrast, the ratio where the Jew never gave money, and he gives the idol back, he's not taking any money back. He's just going to be paying less. So it doesn't look like an idol in the possession of a Jew, and that is if he's selling an idol to a non-Jew. That's why Rav explains the case specifically spoke about if the Jew gave money or not, even though really the whole thing shouldn't have to do anything with money because they agreed upon to be the Kenanim of Yisrael, which is Mashiach. The reason is because of this Maras Ayin type of thing, because it might look like the Jew selling an idol only in the case of the Sefer and not in the Reisha. But Vabai Amalach Abai would still stick to his answer. Because no, he holds Reisha Mekech Tois. Only in the Reisha, you can give it back, even though really you acquired it already with just the Mashiach, because it's a mistaken acquisition. He didn't know that there's an idol in this box of silver. Because he didn't give any money yet to the non-Jewish seller that you should say, you should have looked. Because generally, a person, a merchant, doesn't look on what he's got until he has to go in and pay the money. So we could still say, yeah, it's a mistaken acquisition. But Sefer love Mekech Tois. The Sefer is not a mistaken acquisition. Why? The Kivin the Yav Zuzi, because you're right, nothing to do with the acquisition. Acquisition, we're saying, is with Mashiach. But since he gave money, Kika Mashach, when he's now drawing it, he should have first looked and then done the Mashiach. For the fact that he didn't look is obviously because he was Meichel, he was okaying it, and therefore his Mashiach was a bona fide Mashiach, and he's agreeing no matter what the situation is, I'll take it. So therefore, you can't say Mekech Tais anymore because you agreed upon whatever it is, and therefore you can't back out. So even though both really are essentially the same case, the difference is going to be in the halachas of Mekech Tais or not. Another interpretation of Ashi Amar, he says, truthfully, not like we had amended the way Abaye and Rava in the qualification of this law of the price. So we're not talking about that the Jew, that they agreed upon that, although I'm a Jew and you're a non-Jew, that let's do it in the Jewish way, which is Mashiach. No, that's not what was agreed upon. And still the Sefer is not going to be difficult on Rebbe Yishya. But we had said, wait a second, if we're going like Rebbe Yishya, that Mo'iz Kainis, when the Jew buys from a non-Jew, it's just with money. So why does the Braisa talk about the element of Mashiach? So this is Rav Ashi, right, Mashiach is not necessary for the case of the Sefer. It's only Midereisha Mashiach in the Kaina. It's only that, look, we already know from the Reisha that Mashiach itself does not acquire from a non-Jew. That's why the Reisha said, if he did Mashiach without money, you could give it back. So Sefer not a Mashiach in the Kaina. We know that you're right, regarding the case of the Sefer, by doing Mashiach, that's not relevant. That wouldn't be a reason why the Jew acquires it, that he can't give it back. But if I did the Tana Reisha Mashach, it's only because since we said in the case of the Reisha that he did Mashicha, because we wanted to say just doing Mashicha is not Kaina, because by a Jew from a non-Jew it's only with money. So Tana Sefer, Navi Mashach, so the Sefer just kept that same case of talking about the element of Mashicha. But that's not the main thing. The main thing in the Sefer was the element of the money. We just said Mashicha because the Reisha was also talking about Mashicha, but you're right, the main thing is the money. Since he acquired money, therefore he can't give it back. Ravinam, another approach, he explains the Braisa, is that from the Sefer Mashicha Kainam, from the fact that from the Sefer we see that actually that Mashicha is Kaina, but again, meaning we're resolving for Rabbi Yishev, because he's talking about again like Abai and Rava, that where they accepted upon themselves that we should do it in the laws of how Jews do it, which is with Mashicha. So Reisha Nami Mashicha Kaina. So you're right, in the Reisha, Mashicha is also Kaina. Mashicha is Kaina. So then why isn't the Reisha just like the Sefer? They're just like the Sefer, he can't back out. So the Reisha shouldn't be able to back out and give back the idol to the idolatrous seller. And the Reisha Hacha come out. But this is what the Reisha is saying. Im loy nasin v'loy mashach, meaning he's reading the Braisim, when it says, imach loy nasin mo'is mashach, we originally read it to say that, look, if he until he didn't give money yet, meaning, and he did Mashicha, so he could back out. He's reading it, no. The im loy nasin is going, if he didn't give v'loy mashach, he didn't do no giving money, and he didn't do Mashicha yet. That's what the Braisim is saying, in the Reisha yachs, and then he could back out. You're right, if he had done just Mashicha, you're right, he wouldn't be able to back out because we're saying that they said they're going to do it the Jewish way, which is with Mashicha. So, but we're talking about they didn't do anything. So, Mayach, so what does it mean he could back out? What's he backing out from? He didn't take anything, he didn't pay, he didn't do Mashicha. Says Ravina, it means Yachz Bidvarm. He could back out of his words that he committed to go ahead and buy it. Because Kesavra, this Tana holds that yes, it was necessary to say that he doesn't have to maintain his commitment with the non-Jewish seller. Because this Tana holds dvarim yesh behem mishum mechusrei emunah. Words, if you back out from, it's considered something that's lacking faithfulness if he backs out of his words, out of his oral commitment. But that's what the Braisa is teaching. V'hani mili Yisrael mi Yisrael. That's only when the Jew buys from a fellow Jew. The kaima b'dibirayu, where the Jews keep their words. If you're backing out of your word, so that's a flaw. That's a fault of mechusrei emunah. That's what the Braisa is teaching. When the Jews buying from a non-Jew, where they don't keep their word, then there's no problem if you don't keep your word. There's no mechusrei emunah, and that's what it's saying. That yachzik v'chayzer. Not when you did Mashicha. No, if you're doing a Mashicha, that's the Jewish way. Therefore, we have resolved Rav Eishiya. The truth is that even if we're going to say that when you're buying from a Jew, it's with Mashicha. However, a Jew from non-Jew, a non-Jew from Jew, is going to be with mice. Now, then we said, how do we understand this price? So that's what this last approach is saying, is that we're going with the Jewish kinyan, which is Mashicha. Kinyan Mashicha, so then what's the understanding of the Reisha? The Reisha is talking about that, no, you didn't do any kinyan, you didn't do nothing. You didn't do giving him money and you didn't take it. So what is it saying? You could back out. You could back out from your words, and there's no problem about Mechusrei emunah.